assisting today with Alex Rocatelli. He's at OSU, the Extension Forage System Specialist. And today we're talking about alfalfa because alfalfa has become very important to us right now as farmers are basically trying to get any type of hay that they can right now. And so what cutting of alfalfa are we currently on, Alex?
Well, we might be, some producers might be in the second and like going to the third cut. Some producers are still stuck waiting for a second cut. Depends where you are and how much rain you had gotten like in the last weeks.
So now for alfalfa, I mean, we're all going through a drought. It's incredibly hot. We're seeing triple digit temperatures. How does the plant alfalfa react to a drought and to really hot temperatures?
So alfalfa is well known to be a drought tolerant plant, and that can thrive in semi-arid conditions. But let me tell you something. Actually, alfalfa uses a lot of water. Like when you have a new alfalfa that's regrowing after a cut, we are talking about 1/10 of an inch per day. Now, if that plant's already advanced and pretty much like close, I would say to bud, that plant might be using like 3/10 of an inch per day. So thinking about that, 1 inch of rainfall is good for no more than 5 to 1 week of alfalfa growth. Now, what make alfalfa to produce more, it's because alfalfa really develop very deep roots that can go deeper than 16 feet that can be achieved in its second, third year of growth. So that's what we can talk about, how the alfalfa works and what are the advantages and disadvantages when we have a drought.
So what are you seeing right now with the plant? How is alfalfa around the state looking?
So that's the trick part. And that's very interesting because I have a field in Lahoma and a field here in Stillwater. And like in Lahoma, we got some rain 2 weeks ago, I believe we got like two weeks and a half ago, we got about 1 inch. And over there, I already had some places that I had a second cut, and even I'm going to a third cut. So in this situation, of course, the alfalfa yield reduced, but was enough for we have a cut. Now, when you talk here in Stillwater, oh Lord, it's been a long time that we don't got any rain there. So what happened is after that I had my second cut, the plant start exactly what we call to get into dormance. It's being triggered dormance by drought. So what the plants are doing right now is they pretty much curl their leaves, and you can see that they are stunting. They are very short. And what alfalfa plant does in a situation like that is it will produce kind of shorter stems and smaller leaves. And what the plant's gonna try to do is just stay still waiting for the rainfall.
Well, hopefully we're gonna get some rain. I'm hoping. I've seen some of that in the forecast over the next few days, so I hope that's gonna happen. But are you seeing any diseases or pests right now with the current crop?
Well, with this drought, grasshoppers, it's been noticeable, and also blister beetles. That's what is being reported here as a big problem.
At that point, is it even worth spraying, or what do you do for those things?
That's where it's good that you watch your alfalfa. And even it's good that I believe that's important to elaborate a little bit on that. Let's say that you have an alfalfa that's a red, the regrowth of the alfalfa is well developed, and you have about, let's say, 12 inches of growth. You are close to get bud stage. I would say wait for that alfalfa to get about 0.5% bloom or full bloom and cut that alfalfa. Because right now, that alfalfa is going to be drought stressed, but at the same time, the alfalfa is going to be close to start to senesce. So go there and just cut it at all. Some people talk about like leaving 6 inches of alfalfa in this situation, But if your plant is pretty much like very well advanced, the bottom part, that 6-inch bottom part of the plant is already dry, the leaves are gone. So leaving that little stubble there is not good. Now, if you have another situation where your alfalfa is standing there, is dormant because you cut it, and right after the cut hits the drought and you have 6 inches or less of growth, I would say, don't cut it. Leave the alfalfa as is, because the plant is trying to thrive and to survive and do little photosynthesis from those little leaves. And the best is just wait for the rainfall. Now, what happens is those plants, when they are in a situation like that, alfalfa has a strategy of, even though they are very small, they start to advance and start to produce flowers and seeds exactly with the, I don't know, if they could think, they would say, oh my God, there is no water. Let me do my babies, my seeds, because perhaps I will not survive. So that's what the alfalfa tried to do. Just let's plant as much as flower and seeds I can. And then when those seeds are done, new growth is gonna start to come up from the crown. So that's where it's important. Start to watch your alfalfa and make sure that the insects are not attacking those new growth. That's the most important part. Scouting the field all the time is important. And when you achieve a threshold, go there and spray or do the correct control management for any pests or disease.
Gotcha. You know, speaking of the drought, as you mentioned, it's really dry right now. And I know a lot of producers are trying to come up with any sort of, grass and alfalfa for hay. Is that kind of what you're seeing around the state? Is most producers baling alfalfa for hay feed?
Yeah. I mean, as I say, right now, alfalfa, it's like, who already could cut some, because already had alfalfa when the stress hit, when the alfalfa was advanced, I'm pretty sure that already they had to cut it. If not, again, wait at least 0.5% bloom or 100% bloom and then cut. Because if you cut earlier, you can really severe harm your stand. So there are some producers that are looking at their alfalfa and say, oh, that alfalfa is dormant. In that situation, I would say leave the alfalfa alone. Now, some producers may say, well, Alex, I have about 10% inch of growth there, more than 6 inch, and I can see that the plant is kind of surviving there. Well, in a situation like that, I would say, if there is not enough to cut for hay, and perhaps you have hungry cattle there and you don't have any other source of forage. And I know that's a time that the producer needs to think. So economically talking, what's more interesting to me, save my alfalfa stand or save my herd? So I know that sometimes we need to make unfortunate decisions, like the scenario is not good. So in a situation like that, I would say if you have like 10 inches of growth there, the plant is thriving, you can do a light grazing, but watch your animal close and make sure that that animal is not going to graze lower than 6 inch. And again, even though we're doing that, the trampling that the animal is going to do in the alfalfa, especially now that's pretty dry, may harm your alfalfa, but you may not lose your stand if you do a light graze. So, you know, it's like, it's hard times demands that we make like hard decisions. So it's quite complicated.
Right. So like, what advice do you have for producers just kind of watching the crop and making sure that if you do have to graze it, you're watching the animals very closely? And then you said that your other advice is just, if you have any sort of growth at all, just give it a little time and wait for rain, correct?
Yes, correct. It's pretty much, unfortunately, as we are now, sometimes the best is just to wait.
Yeah, it's
no, it's if we don't have water, I mean, doesn't matter much what we do. Water is the most important thing.
We will all continue to keep praying for rain, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.